So the time has come. I have decided tracking the Trojans has to come back. There's just simply too many stories to be told at a track meet. I mean, you got to think, we're there for 8 to 12 hours a day. We now have 40 athletes competing at indoor. We'll have close to 50 at outdoor this year. There's just simply a lot going on, and everybody's story deserves to be told. I think everybody needs to hear the ins and the outs of meet day, the travel, the funny stories, stuff that everybody can go back and listen to and enjoy. Their families can hear if they can't make it to the meet. It's just simply time to do it again. I can't promise consistency. Can't promise it won't take me a couple days to get this thing pumped out post-meet, because there is a lot to talk about these days. But we're back. Let's start tracking the Trojans again. So since we're kind of shotgunning this thing, I'm not going to have like a big intro episode where it's, this is our schedule, these are our athletes, this is blah, blah, blah. I mean, kind of the thought is you'll get that information as we go. But yeah, so we are already, this is the third meet weekend of the indoor season. We're not too far away from what's going to be our last indoor conference championship in the GMAC up at Ashland here in a couple weeks. And then we'll move into outdoor, and we'll just get rolling from there. And hopefully I can cover all the stories and touch on all the people on our team and their stories and our coaches and all that's going on. A lot has changed since the last time we did this podcast. We, started the season with a little over 50 athletes through normal attrition and folks moving on. We're down to just a little below that, but we were nowhere near that last time we had a podcast going. So that's exciting, and the team's just growing, just lots of great things going on. But let's get to what we're doing this weekend. We are up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Allendale, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids to be specific, at Grand Valley State University, competing in their big meet weekend. It's technically two meets. Friday is a big invitational, and you have to run certain standards to get in. And then Saturday is more of, like an all-comers meet. The DMRs are super competitive in the morning, but you typically put a lot of the athletes that didn't get into day one into day two, and it's still a highly competitive meet, because it's still highly competitive teams, and some people double over from the first day into the second day. So you still see great times. And it's a meet I'd always looked at in the past, my first, 9 years or so here at the program. And it didn't fit necessarily the distance that would need to be traveled. Typically, we would reserve that for our trips to New York. And, getting athletes into the meet, last year we finally made the decision last year to bring up athletes that had qualified into Friday. And I think we had six or seven folks that we brought up here, and it went well, but I think there were a lot of our people that didn't make the trip that kind of wanted that opportunity to race up here. And, after coming up here last year, I decided, when you are in that indoor facility at Grand Valley, just on the campus, the campus is huge. They have 20,000 undergrad. Like it looks like any standard large campus that has like a ton of funding and super great facilities. And just when you go to their indoor facility, they have national championship trophies everywhere and banners for national championships and cross and track and outdoor and indoor. And then big banners for their conference championships, just endless years worth of wins up there. Same for their regional cross country championships. Grand Valley State is just simply, it is the Oregon of our division, especially on the distance side. And then on the track side, they're just as competitive and do really well. So, it's just incredible what's been built up here. I think additionally, as good as they are, there's a lot of humility. I think in a lot of the people that are at Grand Valley, especially in the coaching staff, they are super accommodating, super kind. They host a big meet. A lot of times you go to these big meets and you go to places and they don't let you up on the track. Like you can't be close to the action. It's be up in the stands and you can only walk down this way and do this way. And they have those rules, but they're not over the top. It's not like certain indoor facilities located about 2.5 to 3 hours south of Nashville that I'm not a huge fan of going to. It's incredible. It's just a wall of sound for everybody running. And 1,700 athletes, and you pack that in. It's awesome. It's just really what the sport, I think, is about. And it really fires the athletes up. So brought the whole squad up here. This is technically the morning of day two, which is a whole separate meet from the first day. And we're excited to get everybody going today. But just to recap yesterday, Once again, it's going to be a pretty brief episode, mainly because I've got 15 minutes to get out to the bus. But had a great day yesterday. They run, gosh, I think it's like 17, 18 sections of 5Ks, both men and women combined, when you total that up. And we kicked off the first one yesterday with Shane West running in the 5K. Last year, we brought Shane in. He'd qualified in. We got him into the meet. Didn't have a great day. Ran like 16:38, 16:39 was not what he had hoped to do coming up here. But this year, Shane got out there, and Shane has grown a ton as an athlete. He's really learned how to hop on that pain train as a distance athlete and learn kind of what it takes to just switch that next gear. Like I'm always telling our athletes when they come in, like, you were good in high school, but you got to find that next level. And I think Shane is figuring that out. Early on, he stayed controlled, but about mid-race when he realized that the pace was coming off kind of what we were thinking, he went and he took the lead and started forcing the pace, and then had someone go in the last mile that got around him and pushed him on to, you know, to keep him trucking through to the end. And, you know, we were thinking maybe we could run 15:30. Shane had run 15:48 early in the year. But, you know, when you come up here, you're just hunting for those PRs. And Shane ended up crossing the line in 15:38, so in third in his heat. So, I mean, super proud of what he was able to do and how he raced. Just mentally ran a tough race, a smart race. Like, just he checked all the boxes that you want to see. And then, you know, they run about four or five men's races, and then they start the women's races. And we had two athletes in the first women's heat, Ashley Alsvig and Ruth Penny. We're both in there, both kind of gunning for like the same, you know, cracking that 19 barrier for the first time. I think we were kind of aiming for 18:55. But as is tradition at these kinds of races, it went out fast, and they were both a little under pace for a good portion of the heat. I mean, we're talking running probably around 18:30 pace. You know, in these situations, you just, if that happens and the pack is moving, you try to hold on and see if it's your day. And I really thought that we were going to see just crazy times out of the two of them based on how deep into the heat they went, still hanging on. But both ended with PRs. Ruth ran a 19 flat 0.22, just barely missing that 19 minute barrier. But, you know, I talked it through with Ruth. We figured out what level of PR it was. On the track, she'd run roughly 19:36, 19:39. I think it was 19:36 last year. But in cross, she'd, you know, had run 19:26 in high school in the 5K. So no matter what, we shaved at least 26 seconds off the 5K PR. And I know we're going to do even more once we get to indoor conference as well. So that's exciting. Really happy and really proud of proud for her and how well she's doing and bringing the times down. And then Ashley Alsvig ran 18:48. Just kind of popped off when the pace slacked a little bit. She kind of realized it and went. And that 18:48 is good enough. I'm close to 105%, which is an impossible number, but close to 100% positive that makes her third all-time female freshman. Caroline Hampton obviously ran 17:16 as a freshman, and Biz McClendon ran like 18:47. So Ashley almost jumped in front of Biz, and yeah, I'll go back and look. There's a couple other athletes I want to check what they did as a freshman, but I don't think they ran quite that fast as a freshman. So super excited to see how Ashley has progressed, and really proud of all three of our 5K runners and how they competed yesterday. Additionally, competing yesterday, Lucas Baggett ran in the 400. Came up here last year, had a pretty good day, but once again, you know, I think wanted to be faster, and dude was faster. He ran a 49.3, which is an all conditions, all time personal record, as well as a new school record for all time, all conditions, indoor, outdoor. Really proud of how he's progressing. It's just moving on down. I think he would tell you he was a little bummed to get hawked right at the line in his heat. But at the end of the day, you can't be disappointed when you run faster than you ever have before. I mean, that's just what we're asking from people. We just run faster than you did the last time, or as a lot of us coaches have taken to saying, just be better. And Lucas was better today, so that was fantastic. Additionally, we got Reagan Helt into the 800. You know, the standard for the 800 was 218. She ran 220 last year prior to transferring to us from Oakland City. And, you know, we knew it was a stretch to say that she was going to run 218. But, you know, we had full faith in her, and she went out chasing that 218 time for sure. Ran really good on the front half of the race, but just, you know, we're working into fitness. At the end of the day, she went 224, which is 4 seconds faster than she ran a couple weeks ago in New York. Once again, that's all we ask of everybody. It's just be better than you were the last time. And Reagan pulled that off, ran a really good race, really happy with how she's progressing, really excited to see what she's able to do by the end of indoor. And then as we move into outdoor and the rest of the season, I think we're going to see some great things from her. And then last running yesterday, we had Zion Griffin, freshman phenom from Middle Tennessee. Just a couple weeks ago at the Armory, he went 6.95, set a school record, won the overall at that event. That was super exciting to kind of, you know, I think it was exciting to see him win, but then like to the camera zoomed in on him after he did it. Zion Griffin, Trevecca Nazarene, event winner. I mean, that's just a lot of fun. I think, I hope that was something that was fun and memorable for him. But he got into yesterday. The standard was 7.0 and he had definitely run that time. So in his heat, ended up running a 7.04. Just kind of got out of the blocks a little slow, kind of got upright pretty quick, raised his head. And, you know, I think a lot of what we're doing is learning as well. And just happy that Zion got up here and was able to have the experience that he did in racing against some of these guys, so that, you know, in a couple of weeks when we're racing at conference and you are racing against some of the top times in the nation, guys from like Tiffin and Finley, that are just running lights out right now, he'll be ready for it, and it won't be anything new. And we're expecting him to do just incredible things throughout the rest of this year. Today, we've got way too much going on for me to get listed off in the 8 minutes I have left prior to needing to get on the bus. We are running a ton of events. We got people in the 3K, weight throw, shot put, mile. We're running DMRs this morning for the first time this year. We've got the mile. The only thing we're not doing is the 4x4, because that's not going to start till like 7 p.m. And we've got 400 hours on a bus ahead of us today to get back home. Really excited for today. Hoping to get tomorrow's episode or the episode recapping today out maybe tomorrow afternoon. We'll see. I'm going to be a little bit tired. Real excited for what's going on. Please listen to this podcast. Share this podcast. Get this out there. It's for Trevecca folks. It's for your friends, for your family. If you want people to know how you did and they couldn't stream it because they couldn't get through the crazy flow track or running space paywalls, and they just want to know how you did, maybe hear a little bit about it, please have them listen. Please have them share it. I will keep doing this as long as people keep listening. If I see people are like two people are listening to an episode and it's Coach Brooke and like maybe Lucas or maybe one parent, it doesn't really get worth the time. You guys deserve to be highlighted. Our team deserves to be highlighted. People deserve to know what is going on with this program. And I think this is a great way to get this out there. And I love doing it. I love bragging on what our people do. They are phenomenal and they are doing amazing things. So please keep tracking the Trojans. Listen, share it, and hopefully the next episode will be out by Sunday evening. Thanks for listening. Hoping to have a great day and give you guys an awesome report on the next episode of Tracking the Trojans.